Yo, what's the science, yo? I am Demega. This is the Demega Code. I think I'm over a little too far or something like that, yo. Am I doing something? Talk to me. Am I right now? Which way? Hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all. Work with me now. This way? More? More? It's the sign. Okay. Well, we're going to fix the sign when we get a break. But right now, we're going to do it how we do it. Well, I can just swerve a little bit. No, I can't swerve this way. What about a little bit this way? Yeah, so anyway, 4 scores and 7. Yo, what's the science, yo? I am Demega. This is the Demega Code. You are live. I'm going to sit like this for a minute, y'all, just till we go to the break. But anyway, you're live right now. If y'all can see me out here. What's up, Beezus? I see you on there. I'm on Facebook, YouTube, Ustream, Restream, A-Stream, and everywhere else around this joint. I am especially live on MorrisMediaLive.com. If y'all want to see a bigger, better version of the God, MorrisMediaLive.com. That's live, y'all. We're going live right now. Because it's Friday morning. It is December 23rd. Yeah, December 23rd. And it's a couple days before Xmas, Malcolm Xmas. Can't call back now. Gotta wait. sorry. Merry Xmas and happy Kwanzaa to those that is celebrating Kwanzaa. Those that don't know about Kwanzaa too much, y'all could call Portia. She know everything. She'll tell you everything you need to know. All right. Hey, first of all, let me tell you what we're talking about, y'all. I don't know if y'all can see this from there, but I can see it from here. It's official. Can y'all see? Can you see it? Alkaline water is in the building, y'all. Yeah, I'm on deck for the 2017 now. What y'all need to do? Call in and get y'all fuel. All right, I'm lovely. It's a beautiful thing. Alkaline keeps you lean and alkalized. I'm working with a lot of different people. Got my alkalized athletes. I got my Cold Foundation. I got everything that's going on with East Plexity, Easy Movements Complex Results. I'll be having that as a workout regimen for those that are scared to get in shape, those that don't want to get in shape, those that want to get in shape. It's up to you, all right? Whatever you do, drink your alkaline water, drink your alkaline. That's number one. That's number one, y'all. You see it? Let me make sure y'all get it. Can you see it out there? Okay, boom. All right. Let me move over a little bit more. Boom, a little more. And boom. And there it is, y'all. Yo, what's going on in the world out there now? We're going to talk about, first of all, they cheated yesterday. The Giants. The Philly. Come on, man. I seen a few things that should have been called our way. I know what that was about. You know what I mean? Y'all want Dallas and this and that, but we own Dallas. So, shout out to, we beat Dallas, and then we had to come back and play again Thursday. So, this is really a two-game update. All right? Eli, I don't know what's going on, man. I don't know what's happening now. I don't know why they over there dropping ball. I don't know what's happening. How and so ever. I know we got Peyton in our locker room now. So, Peyton, get on Eli. Tell him what's happening. I know you ain't training no more, so y'all probably can blow some good cushion. Just sit down, smoke a joint, and talk about this, man. You know what I mean? Eli, blow a good joint, man, with Peyton, man. Sit down, have y'all some Papa John pizza, and talk about it. Drink some alkaline water, all right? I know people's like thinking, oh, well, he talking about fitness. Well, he talking about pizza now. I can eat some pizza. No, you can't eat no pizza. And stay the hell away from Taco Tuesday, too, while we at it, yo. All right? What else were we talking about? Donald Trump got the... He talking about nukes already, y'all. I don't know if y'all hear about it. He talking about the nukes already, man. So, I don't know what to say, man. I was to tell y'all, like I told y'all on my first show back there, listen, go get y'all some guns. You know what I mean? How and so ever. Hey, man, them nukes, that ain't, you know... Man, that's going to be something else. right. Odell got fined $18,000. If y'all know who Odell is, Odell Beckham Jr. is the best running back in the NFL right now. They would, I would argue with that. They would say it's Dez Bryant from the Dallas Cowgirls. Howsoever, dude got butterfingers. Whenever you got butterfingers, you're going to always drop the ball. Whenever you're going to drop the ball, you're irrelevant. I don't care. You can be 6'5", 290, whatever you are. Can't catch the ball, you got butterfingers, man. All right. Ezekiel Elliott jumped into the Salvation Army Bowl. All right. Now the Salvation Army getting a bunch of dollars. But and then a lot of people is donating $21. That's his number. So he dumped it. He jumped into the bowl. Y'all got to see it. If y'all ain't see it, it's a good PR stunt. I think it was a PR stunt. He could have been rolling. He could have just been running and was like, yo, you know what? I'm going to keep running and just jump into Salvation. Yo, he a rookie. You know what I mean? I would have probably did it too. You know what I mean? I'm different though. I'd have jumped in and been, but I'd have came back up. I'd have had a joint in my hand. Let me quit, y'all. Who else? Salvation Army. Who else? Giants going to the Super Bowl, I think. I believe we're going to the Super Bowl. The Switch Up Challenge. What the? Come on, y'all. Really? Really? The Switch Up Challenge? Yo, I'm watching the Switch Up Challenge on social media. They switching up. The dude's is wearing the damn dresses and high heel, and the chick is wearing the jeans and the Timbs or whatever it is. It's the Switch Up Challenge. Gentlemen, fellas, if you participate in this challenge, your card is gone. Manhood card. As far as I'm concerned, your card is gone. You know what I mean? Your card is gone. Your manhood card is gone if you on social media with wearing a dress and your girl's wearing your Timbs. I don't care. It ain't Halloween. Even on Halloween, I don't condone no shit like that. You can call me a homophobe. You can say whatever you want to say about me. But I guarantee you, if you walk up to me in the gym, and if I'm in the locker room, and you walk up to me naked trying to talk football, I'm going to punch you straight in your mouth. Now, you may say, well, damn, that's kind of homophobic. All he said was, hey, how about those Cowboys or something like that? Nah. You don't walk up to no grown-ass man naked talking about shit. Nothing. Period. I don't care what y'all say. It's 2017. You know what I mean? I didn't see a cat walking. For one, what you doing walking around the men's locker room ass naked anyway, yo? I don't care. I just don't see that. I don't see that. I don't see. What you think about that? Poetess? Huh? No, man code. Man code. Yeah, you don't just walk around the damn locker room naked no more. Who does that? I mean, they used to do it back in the day because I don't know if the shit was. Towel around them. Exactly. No, I'm saying though. That's understandable. You have a towel around you, whatever. You're going to the shower, you're going to the sauna, whatever you're doing, But I mean, cats just walking around, just ass naked, just walking around talking. Yeah, man, don't walk up to me, talk to acting me shit, nothing, ass naked, yo. I'm tell you that right now. I'm gonna punch you in your mouth. I don't care what you asking me. Straight up, if you that close to me, ass naked, I'm striking. Straight up, I feel threatened. I don't know what the fuck your intention is, yo. You know what I mean? For real. And they say, well, y'all can call me homophobic. Y'all can say whatever. I ain't never think it was cool for no dude to have a sex with another dude. Not a woman. Hey, I ain't gonna say nothing about y'all. You know what I'm saying? I go in the Matrix for, you know, if the women want to do their thing. However, you know what I mean? I'm in the Matrix. I'm moving slow. Whoa. But dudes, get the fuck out of here, yo. Come on, man. Come on, man. Okay. So anyway, back to what I was talking about, which was what was I talking about? I was talking about the switch up challenge, y'all. Man, if you do the switch up challenge, you done already switched up, period, point blank. If your girl can talk you into switch, you heard about the switch up challenge? Yeah, and they posted pictures on social media. Exactly. Ladies. If your guy come up to you and say, baby, you know I heard about the switch up challenge, let's do it. He's a fag. Or whatever you want to call him, I don't care what you want to call him, homosexuals, fags, punks, whatever, sissies, whatever you want to call him. You know what I mean? If a man come up to you and say, yo, let's do the switch up challenge, just to be on social media, that's bullshit. That's something else going on, yo. I'm going to tell you that right now. Hey, and any of y'all right now that's on my Facebook page that's doing the Switch Up Challenge, go ahead and delete yourself. No love lost. All right? Let's see. What else are we talking about here? Oh, again, Alkaline on deck. I'm going to keep talking about that. Y'all going to hear that all throughout the show, y'all. You know what I'm talking about? Russell Wilson gave everybody all his linemen TVs. All right? He gave all his linemen TVs for Christmas, and that's what his gift was. Cam! What the fuck? What's going on with you, Cam? What is going on with you, Cam? Cam Newton, the purple hat. Did you see the purple hat? That's all I want to know. Did y'all see the purple? Apologies. This Negro got on maybe I'm weird. Maybe my fashion is a little bit off. I don't know. Did y'all see the purple hat on Facebook, y'all? Did y'all see the purple hat? Cam hat on. Google it. This nigga look like the Joker mixed with Fire Marshal Bill mixed with what's the bear? Smokey and the Bear. Alright. Bernard Hopkins got knocked out. Literally. B-Hop. That's it, man. You got knocked out the ring, man. Did y'all see this fight? Right here at the Forum. B-Hop, much respect, the executioner. That's how he come in the ring. He had a mask on. He ready to whoop your ass. The executioner. Rah! The executioner got knocked out the ring. I don't mean he got knocked out and they picked him up off the canvas. No, this nigga got knocked out of the ring on the floor. He got knocked out the ring. Did you see it? Did you see it? He got knocked on the floor and he said, listen, man, Father Time, he ain't never lost a fight. Never. Once you're too old, you're too old. You know what I mean? Stop. Now, you know, you're the executioner. You got a lot of money. You got your thing going on with De La Hoya. Get into your promotions, man. It's over. Don't do like Roy Jones. And Roy Jones just keep getting out. I don't know what's going on with Roy Jones. Maybe it's money. I don't know, man. I don't know. How is soever, dude, y'all going to be walking around like Ali. I'm telling you, man. You keep, man, you get execute. You ain't going to be able to take no more getting knocked out the ring like that, yo. I mean, knocked out the ring, yo. I ain't going to talk shit because I was just having this conversation with someone the other day about people that's always talking about people that can't do what they're doing. How and so ever, I'm almost certain that if somebody can knock me out the ring, that's just what happens. But you're the executioner. I seen Bernard Hopkins come in the ring. He used to come in like Mike Tyson, except he's smaller than Mike Tyson. He come in like Mike Tyson and knock your head smooth off. Boom, 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 he hitting hard. He still hit hard today. That's what I'm saying. Like, I couldn't do it. I couldn't get in there. I wouldn't fight him today, right now. As old as his ass is. I wouldn't fight Mike Tyson right now. Straight up. And Mike Tyson know that right now. So when y'all run up on Mike Tyson talking about this and that, keep in mind, that's still Mike Tyson. He will hit you with a good two-piece with a biscuit. You know what I mean? With some gravy if you really need it. But shit. Anyway, B-Hop, it's over. Get your money. Do promotions. Stick to promoting fights. It's over. It's over for the fighting, man. Don't do like Roy Jones, I'm telling you. Roy Jones got knocked out a couple months ago, so cold. I don't even know if he even woke yet. I think he still may be knocked. This dude hit Roy Jones so hard, he fell face first out the ring. Boom! See, that's what happens. Now, he ran up on Fat Joe. Fat Joe told him to lean back. But he still told him, Joe told him, man, listen, man, I don't care what you knock out, who you, man, you see all these motherfuckers I got around me, man, it ain't going down. So anyway, that's an exclusive story to y'all. Here we go. What else? Eli Apple. Eli Apple got called for a call. I forget who the hell he's playing. But anyway, Eli Apple, the rookie for New York, he got called for something, and that's just what happened with that. That was a bullshit call, though. I can say that. All right. Get well, Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon is in the hospital. He got lupus, the lupus thing. All right. So, Nick Cannon, get well. Lupus, you know, I don't know too much about that, but I know that men is harder for men to have it than it is for women to have it. Yeah. And once women get it, it's kind of detriment. So you got to kind of, I don't know, if it got something to do with the blood, I think. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Don't start me on this shit. All right. FYI, emojis don't make you smaller. I'm just saying. They don't. You know what I'm saying? Emojis don't make you smaller. Or those funny poses. Or if you or different hairstyles. No, no. That don't make you smaller. It does not make you lose weight. All right? Pay attention now. Okay? Those funny dog faces with the ears. Snapchat. Stop. Please, y'all. Please, y'all. Please. You're not animals. Stop. Just stop, 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 stop. This shit is corny. It's corny to me. How and so ever, you know, y'all may do what you... I don't have Snapchat. You got Snapchat? Yeah, I don't have Snapchat. I don't even know what do it do? Like, you take... Yeah, you take a picture and then you put the dog ears on, or you put the thing. What they had like flowers going, run around things and all that. All right. here's what we're talking about on my show today. We got my trainer on the line. You ain't know I had a trainer, huh? Ah, now you know. Nate Port on the line. And we also got Karen, I forget the name of her her thing. But I got her on the line from Texas. Is it Texas? Cool. And we're talking about the 10 healthiest New Year's resolutions, y'all. And we're talking about 30 quick tips to becoming more productive. And I got an exclusive, y'all. All right. Some of y'all are haters. Hey, just trying to help you. Don't shoot the messenger. All right, because I've been called a hater. As a matter of fact, I was called a hater just as early as yesterday because I commented that it was this really, really, really big, big lady, and she really was just a big lady. I don't mind you. That's what you do. You got a medical condition, I exclude you. How and so ever, I don't want people, especially my people, increasing obesity. So that's putting a gun to your head. Anyway. It was on the post, and she was saying that she wear her fat well. And I said, no, you don't. You don't wear it well. I'm just saying, like, you can put Chanel on, you can put on Gucci, you can put on whatever you want to put on, Louis Vuitton, you can put all of that on. She was roughly about 500 pounds. I ain't going to say anything. Maybe 450. You know? But she was at her peak. And at her peak, I was trying to convince her, look, if this is what you suggest that you wear well, then fine. But from the outside looking in, you don't. Now, me personally, if you're only going to talk to me for 10 minutes of your life or 10 seconds of your life or whatever, it's going to be the biggest 10 minutes or 10 seconds of your life that you've ever had. If you want to talk about weight and this and that. Now, if you want to talk about some stuff that I don't know about, you know, hey, you may have me beat. You know what I mean? You could be a 400-pound woman that know how to change to take an engine out of a car piece by piece and put it back together. I don't know how to do that. I put gas in the car. If I got a problem, I'll take it. You know what I mean? But all my cars is new, so I don't have that problem anyway. Make a long story short, yo. If you want to learn, you got to be able to take constructive criticism. Here's my thing. People say, man, you're so mean. And I say, I'm not mean. I mean. I'm not mean. I mean. Like, What you're saying that I mean. I'm saying I mean. This is what I mean. So you can take it how you want to take it. All right. Some of y'all are haters. Some of y'all don't know it. So I'm going to help you. All right. 7 effective ways to stop being a hater. I got you, y'all. Don't worry about it. See, I'm here to help, man. You might not even know you was a hater. But I'm going to tell you 7 effective ways to stop being a hater. Then I'm going to come back with 7 effective ways to not be hated on in 2017. Woo! Y'all thought I was just going to tell y'all exercises and roll and do. And huh? Y'all already know how to do that. You got to figure out how y'all got to that point in the first place. Were you hated on? Were you a hater? What was the reason for your obesity? Talk to me. I talk back. All right? Hey, happy Kwanzaa, y'all. I think we got to go to break. So when I come back, we're going to have these folk on MorrisMediaLive.com. MorrisMediaLive.com. Hey, y'all, get your alkaline. With me with this here, y'all. All right? Let me know. Wait. What's happening? Oh, am I ready? Am I back on? Yo, what's the science, yo? I am Demega. This is the Demega Code. I'm trying to set my thing up, y'all, because I got a lot going on. You know, they're going live on everything now, y'all. Did y'all know that? Everything is live now. Look, I got my background fixed. I'm decked out. I'm ready. All right. Okay, so we're talking about, wait, let me make sure we're talking about what we're talking about before I was gone. I'm going to talk about these things when Nate Porter get on the line. we left off talking about Cam Hat, but, you know. Yo, here goes some quotes, y'all, all right? Pray before you overthink. You got that? Pray before you overthink. I'm addicted to bettering myself. Be addicted to bettering yourself. Be addicted to bettering yourself. All right, here we go. I'm blessed with everything I need. I'm working hard towards everything I want. And most of all, I appreciate everything that I have. Thank God. Gotta thank God for that. Remember? All right. This is for everybody that knows everybody that knows you. Did that make sense? This is for everybody knows you. All right, here we go. If we don't inspire, motivate, or support one another, we have no business in contact. Remember that. If we don't inspire, support, or motivate one another, we have no business in contact. That's going to cut a lot of people out of your life for 2017, y'all. All right? You can blame me if you want to. Don't matter to me. I'm glad today started. Oh, wait. I said, I'm glad today didn't start without me. All right? Don't stop until you're proud. We got Nate Porter on the line? Okay. The best project you'll ever work on is you. For everybody that's working on different projects and getting ready for the new year and things like that, the best project you can work on is yourself. All right? When life knocks you down, do a burpee. You like that, don't you? I know. All right, let me get Nate Porter on the line here. Let me see who we got on the line. Nate!
What's up, Megan?
What's the science, yo?
Alkaline water.
Alkaline water, there it is. You see my alkaline on deck, don't you? You see, I'm selling it. I got it. Oh, man, I forgot I got this thing right here. Yeah, I got my alkaline on deck, y'all. So if y'all ain't paying attention, look at it. See what it is. Nate Porter, tell the people who you are, where you are, and why you are.
I'm Nate Porter, the fitness trainer. I'm located in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm the weight god, and that's who I am.
The weight god? I like that, don't you? The weight god. Yeah. Say, tell them where you calling in from, you said. One of my
Louisville, Kentucky.
Kentucky, is it cold out there? Oh, there we go.
We have an up and down temperature right now. It was last week. It's raining today. It's going to be 70 degrees on Christmas. So, you know, this weather's crazy.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, 70 degrees. So that means it ain't going to, is it going to snow?
It's coming. They just don't know when.
Oh, okay. Well, tell the people where they can find you at on social media, man, in case they want to stalk you.
Nate Porter, the fitness trainer on Facebook, and Nate Porter with a 3 behind it on Instagram.
There it is, y'all. Get y'all social media together. Get y'all numbers up, y'all. So, Nate, Joe, check this out. We're talking about a few things today. We're talking about haters. One of them is 7 ways to not be a hater. And the other was 7 ways to not be hated on. Yeah. And hold on. Let me see what else we were talking about. 7 healthy New Year's resolutions and 9 manageable New Year's resolutions. We're doing 30 quick tips to becoming more productive, too. So we're talking about a few different things, but that's just how it goes. So listen, y'all, your workout, 1 hour a day, a 1 hour workout is only 4% of your day. 4%. You got 96% left. 4%. There's no excuse. There is no excuse. If you can't, matter of fact, I'm going to keep it like this. You can do a half hour a day. How about that? How about that? Now that lessens it to even what is it then like? I don't know, my numbers ain't all the way right, but that would be about 2%, correct? Poetess? Nah, never mind, Poetess. I'm right. All right. What you think about that, Nate?
That's correct, because people, the main part of it, you could go to the gym and kill yourself. If you're not eating correct, it's not going
to
work.
That's why the weight cut. You can go to the gym and kill yourself.
I tell people all the time, you know, you're not eating right, it's not going to work. You can't trick the mind, body, and the soul. I promise.
So the only way to do it is to eat right.
Mm-hmm.
No other way.
No other way.
So let's say a person wants to lose weight, but they just want to work out but don't want to eat right. Not going to happen?
It's not going to happen. I tell them honestly, their body is going to start storing fat, you know, because it's not going to know when to burn. So, you know, I tell people, you can work out again all day, and if you're not eating the correct calories, it's not going to work.
So people got to be calorie counting, you think?
Yeah, they got to start learning, you know.
What if you're not disciplined enough?
You got to start somewhere, Meg, because you're going to continue to do bad things.
Y'all hear that? You got to start somewhere. Start right there with your alkaline water. Hey, listen. Hey, Nate. Hold on. Let me pull this up real quick. Nate, give me 3 songs that you listen to when you train, man. Give me a 3 hardest songs that you listen to when you train.
Young Jeezy, Let's Get It. Tupac, Ambition of the Rider.
That's why I'm a rider. Wait. I'm trying to think. Young Jeezy, Go Get It. Go.
And that Jay-Z, Blueprint 3.
Wait. Young Jeezy, you saying Go Get Her? Go Get Her?
Let's Get It.
Let's Get It. Poetess, do we know about that song? I know all of Young Jeezy, so I bet when I hear it, I'll probably hear it, but I don't hear it.
It's on the first album.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Jeezy. Poetess went way. Poetess went back to Diddy. G-Dep? With Diddy G-Dep? Huh? Let's Get It.
Let's Get It. It's on Thug Motivation 101.
Let's Get It. Young Jizzle in the back with a gift. I think I know what you're saying. I think. Shout out Jeezy, yo. I still don't remember. Okay. We talking about 30 quick tips. Whoa, who we got? That Jeezy? Come on hard like that?
That's it.
Let that play, I ain't. You see if I know this one though.
Trying to get Austin, George, and Diego money. Yeah. Stack it all up like Lego money. Play with them blocks, call it Tetris. Yeah. Real tall, 100 carats in my necklace. Look up in the sky.
It's about, tell me what you see. I don't know. Not me. I don't really. I would have to be. The one from off of that album for me was. Is he that? Yeah, I remember this one, man. I remember that one. But that one that was on the Jeezy song on that map, on that one was the bottom of the map. I think it was the bottom of the map. Was that on there on Thug Motivation too, right?
Yep.
That and Doom 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 My Hood. This is for my hood. What the one was for my hood? Something like that. A block or something like that. You remember the one? We do it for the hood. You know that song, man. Come on, man. Don't get me
in here. That's on the first one, too.
Thug Motivation, right?
Yeah, that's right. On the first one, too.
Right. I forget. What was the name of it, though?
Hold on. Let me see.
Here we go. Okay, so listen. We're going to start out with 30 tips while y'all pull that up. 30 quick tips to becoming more productive, y'all, for 2017. All right? Number one, it says to get rid of it. You probably like, get rid of what? Get rid of it. It is not absolutely necessary to wait. If it is not absolutely necessary, take it off your to-do list. If it's not necessary, like if it's something that does not have to be done. Not that it can be done later, it can be done another day. Like, it just don't have to be done. If it don't have to be done, take it off your to-do list, all right? Number two, daily goals. Know the plan for your daily goal before it arrives. This helps curb distractions, y'all. Know your plan for your daily goal. I'm kind of a victim of this myself because I start one direction and go in another one. Number three, peak levels. What they mean by that, Nate, peak level, figure out your peak times for getting things done. Ah, what's the times? What's the good? When are you at your best? I don't know. That's any time for me, though.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm at my best whenever I'm woke, when I'm sleep. I'm at my best when I'm woke because I'm moving around. And I'm really at my best when I'm asleep because I'm dreaming about being woke and moving around and coming to the next level. All right. Number four, the worst is over. That's what it says. These are things that can help you better yourself. And it says the worst is over. That means knock your worst task out first. First thing, and clear it from the slack of work. All right. So whatever you do your hardest task first during the day. I guess every day is about tasks. You know, every day is about what different tasks you gotta take. Number five, pump some iron. All right. Number six, race the clock. It says, give yourself a concrete amount of time to make a dent in large projects. All right. Number seven, catch the worm. Here it is, y'all. Get up early. Get an early start. It's no secret that the more time you have available for a productive day, the more you can be productive. Makes sense, right? However, you got to get your rest, too. All right, you don't want to be spinning your wheels, ain't that right, Nate? Because even after you eat right, you still got to rest right. Am I right?
Yep, that's powerful.
Yeah. Hey, I guess rest is a good thing for your energy. Number eight, cross the finish line. That means set clear, well-defined deadlines for your projects. Use them as focal points. Stay on task. All right. Number nine, batching. Don't know what that means. Batching, B-A-T-C-H-I-N-G. Batching means completing similar tasks together. Okay, got you. Batching. All right. If there's some things that you can do together, do it together. You know what I mean? If you're going to the laundromat and the grocery store is right next door, do them both. You know what I mean? Don't go to the laundromat, then go home, then come back and go. Just do it right there while you're waiting on your clothes or whatever. I don't know why people still go to laundromats or whatever, but I'm just trying to be helpful, y'all. All right. Number 10, become accountable. That means tell others your plan and when you'll have projects completed. They'll expect results. You'll get things done on time to avoid disappointing your peers. Make sense? Makes sense. Because at the very least, the ones that don't believe in you anyway, no matter if you get shit done on time in abundance, over and above, the hate is going to come, y'all. It's coming. All right. Number 11, relax your workplace. Relax your workplace, y'all. That means we all work better in stress-free environments. This includes your workplace. Read up on how to relax in your workplace. All right. Number 12, practice the art of delegation. Number 12, practice the art of delegation. If someone else can do it, let them. That's one of the 48 laws right there, y'all. You up on the 48 laws right there? A few. What about you, Nate?
Yeah, I'm up on.
All right, there it is then. All right, there it is, though. It says number 12. It's listen, if you don't have to do the work,
it's powerful.
It's powerful, man. It's powerful. I'm telling you it's powerful. Number 13. T minus 60 seconds. Don't know what that means. T minus 60 seconds. Once you have it, all the information you need, make small decisions in less than 60 seconds. Got you. This is a productive stuff, y'all. Listen, once you counter in on your decision, make it. Don't overthink shit. Don't do this. Just make your decision. It's going to get made anyway. You have to, you know what I mean? When you get thirsty, make a decision. Go buy alkaline water. Good plug. All right. Listen. 14. One and done. Like Hove. One and done. Check. Get. Cut. That's a wrap. At the end of the day, laser in one final task. Finish it, then call it quits. Don't let yourself be distracted by a bunch of half-done tasks. You hear that, y'all? Finish your tasks. Don't just go from one to the other just because you got a bunch of shit to do. Do them one at a time, complete them, and then you won't have to worry about retracting. Going backwards, all right? One and done, it says. 15, slice and dice. I'm telling you, this is just the way to be productive, y'all, in 2017, because a lot of y'all going to need it. All right? Slice and dice. It says break down complex projects into bite-sized chunks and complete them one at a time. I just said that. Number 16, punctuality. Whatever it takes, stay on schedule. Stay on. That's me, though. I'm pretty punctual. I'm probably the most punctual person that I know, to be honest with you. I'm very on point. Are you punctual, Nate?
Yes, sir.
See, people don't get that, man. The universe has a certain time set aside for your growth. People don't understand that. There's a certain time that's set aside for your growth, and everything is based on timing. So people, you can follow your instinct, follow your heart, follow your mind, whatever you want to call it. Follow your hunches or whatever it is. The universe sets time aside for you. If you don't believe me, go outside and watch the grass grow. Now, keep in mind, it's grass. It's going to grow. But you're not going to look at it 1 second and it's an inch, and the next second it's 8, 9, 10 inches. No. It takes time for everything. Even if you wanted to go to work, and let's say you was 30 minutes late, guess what? It takes time to get there, no matter what. You're not just going to say, okay, I'm late, put me at work, bing. Now, when they start making shit like that, woo! Man, we on to something, Nate, then. All right? Yeah. All right, number 18, research and pregame. Research and pregame. Meeting, remember, extract reasons. If you're in control of meetings and blah, 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 blah. Do your research before you go to the game, y'all. In other words, 19, get out of your head. Present your ideas and projects to others. They'll have a different angle. Right. Get out your head, y'all. You may have, you only can confide in people that's on your level. I mean, you don't want to just walk around just telling people, yo, I'm going to do this, not only because then they're going to think, not only will they not give you bogus insight and shit like that, but then they thinking, yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? It's a bunch of haters going on. Number 20, never good enough. All right, constantly look for ways to improve your techniques and methods. That's me. That's what I created, East Plexity. Hey, what's the name of your fitness regimen, Nate Porter?
Name my fitness regimen?
Yeah.
kill or be killed.
Kill or be killed. I love it. That's what they do when they drop you off in the middle of over there and then soldiers and all that. And they say kill or be killed. That's something else. Okay, so kill or be killed. Karen on Skype? Can she chime in now with Nate on? Well, all right. Well, let's get Nate. Let's get Karen on the line then. See what the science is, y'all.
Hi.
Hey. She just chimed in. There she go. What's the science, y'all? What's up, Karen? Karen?
Oh, nothing much. I heard you just mention about being punctual.
Yeah. You late, but you ain't late no more because we got Nate, we got Karen, we got everybody on the line now. How you feeling today? Tell the people who you are, where you are, and why you are.
Okay, well, I am Karen Walters. I'm a Musclemania Figure Pro, and I am in Missouri City, Texas. It's a suburb of Houston, so there you go.
You said it's a suburb of Houston?
Houston, yes.
Missouri City, Texas.
Yes, sir.
Well, howdy! Hey, so... Is it any? Are you the only black person in the town?
Say again.
Are you the only black person there? Is there any black people there? Huh?
No.
It's
a whole bunch of them.
For real? I just ain't never heard of it though. I mean, how big is it? Do you have a mall? Is there a Foot Locker? Huh?
Yeah. Okay. So we are very close to Sugar Land. You heard of Sugar Land?
Sugar Land, Texas.
Yeah. Sugar Land, Texas.
Is it big?
No.
No? Okay.
So look, everybody where we're from, just say we're from Houston because of this situation. So Okay. Let's like rewind. Okay. I am from Houston.
Gotcha. Okay, Houston, there it is. Well, Houston works. I like Houston better than I like Dallas. Are you a Houston?
Yeah, me too.
You're a Texan fan or a Dallas fan?
I'm a Texan fan.
All right. You say that with this, like it's disheartening or something. Like, wow.
We're not doing too good right now, but it's okay.
Don't worry about it. Hey, we lost last night. I had the worst attitude last night. The Giants lost, but I overcame it pretty quick. You know what I mean? But y'all ain't even going to the playoffs, though, right? I don't mean to rub that in, but y'all ain't even going to the playoffs, right? I mean, like.
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think so.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. They got another. It's because it's called the NFL, not for long. That means that you may have another.
Maybe they'll come to the rehabilitation soon since I'm a massage therapist. Maybe they can get some massages in and get some help.
Okay, so you do the IBF Pro, you a massage therapist, you do it all then.
I do a lot. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So I've been a massage therapist for 17 years. I am also a degreed nurse, but I don't practice. Certified nutritionist, and I do training also. So I help people with weight loss. I haven't really delved into training people for competition, except one girl, and she actually won her division. So I guess I did pretty good there.
That's an A+.
Yeah.
You better than 100. That's all you need. So I got the weight guard on the line. I got Nate Porter on the line. He over in
Louisville, Kentucky,
the home of the Kentucky Fried Chicken. Is that right, Nate?
Well, there are black people there.
Nate, is there any black people in Kentucky, sir?
There's plenty of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I seen Kentucky on the first 48. Is that the first 48?
Yeah. That's not a good thing.
I'm just saying, yo. If you can equate something, all right. So Nate is a trainer, and Nate is my trainer, and he's in Kentucky, and you are in Sugar Land,
Texas.
Sugar.
Yeah.
What's the actual place though that you just said when you first came on?
I said Missouri City.
Missouri City, that's what I was saying. That's about a block long. Am I correct? How big
is
that?
We're about 67,000 in population. That's not bad.
Oh, you know everybody. You should be everybody come to you for the you should come for you for massaging and training and all that.
Yep.
That's cool. All right, so listen. So we talking about seven. What I just started talking, and you didn't even get a chance to introduce. Tell the people where your social media and your platform, and tell the people where they can meet you and stuff like that.
Okay. Thanks. Oh, are you talking to Nate or me?
I'm talking to you. Nate just gave his spiel. Go ahead, and get your handle.
Okay. Well, so you can find me on Facebook, Karen Walters. Mm-hmm. I do have an athlete page that's Karen Walters, but it's not so active. I'm a little lazy, but I do put a lot of my fitness things on my my Karen Walters like personal page. So you can find me there. I plug my businesses on that all the time. Yeah. My IG is at FitMomKaren because I'm a mommy. Uh-huh. And believe it or not, I'm a grandma.
Wow, that's awesome, y'all. Yeah. So listen, so it ain't no excuse that every woman, like, I'm kind of harsh, Karen. Like, you know, they say that I'm just harsh. Like, you, I hope you don't bite your tongue. You call fat people fat, and you don't say this, and you don't do that, and you don't la-la-la-la. And so my gripe is always, let's say I never say anything. How much would you weigh then?
Wait, what happened?
Exactly. This is my point. If I said, like, my thing is, like, I don't bite my tongue. They say it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Right? Right?
Correct. Right. I say that often.
Right. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. Howsoever, if a person, if you're looking at a person, and you know I shouldn't have to say nothing to you because you already know what time it is. So when I decide to say whatever it is I decide to say, what offense do you take? You get what I'm telling you?
Like, I get what you're telling me.
Yeah, you're damn.
So
if you
this
do,
is what I used to do, Domega. So, okay. So, you know, when I first started this fitness journey and everything, people be like, oh my God, you're so little. You're so little. And I just would get sad because who wants to be called little? I mean, you know, I want to be called fit. But my trainer, he was like, okay, well, so the next time somebody says, oh, you look skinny, he's like, yeah, you should tell him, oh, well, you look fat.
Right. True.
And how they take that.
Yeah. And they don't, they act like you can't say, like, it's like, I don't do body shaming. I do facts. That's what I do.
Well,
now, if this is,
that would be politically correct then.
I'm just saying, whatever they call it, they call it body shaming. When I call it, you know, I call it how I see it.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got fat people that say that a 4-year-old or a 5 or 6-year-old is fat shaming because they say, look at this fat lady, mom, or look at this. Now, they're on social media talking about some kid is fat shaming them. The kid is calling it how he sees it. He don't know you to fat shame you. He's 5. It ain't like, yo, I'm going to say this about this lady right here and piss her off. No, I'm just, mom, look at the fat lady. I don't.
Right.
That's what the kid is saying.
Okay, so kids and old people do that. So old people do the same thing.
Right.
Baby, you gonna eat another bowl of spaghetti?
Yeah. That's how they do, though. But the thing is, like, now here's the thing. So I would be wrong for talking about it or just being a, you know, for speaking my mind on it. But
right.
It's my opinion. If you ask me for my opinion, I'm not going to give you your opinion. You ask for my goddamn opinion. I'm going to give you my opinion. See? So what people should start practicing, big people, listen. What you should start practicing is asking people to help you with your opinion. Don't ask people their opinion, especially the ones that know you. Because they're just going to be in agreement with you. So you think I'm gaining the weight? No, you cool, baby. You good. You good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like they should not ask. I feel like they should trust the scale.
Nah.
And then seek a professional. like myself, yourself, or Nate.
Yeah, but when they see, but
being nice over here.
I know you being nice. Nate is almost nice, but he ain't nice like I'm just not nice. Period. So people say, well, damn, man, like, how do you? But you got to keep in mind though, I deal with the elite. See, the elite want results because they're paying a lot of goddamn money. They want you to talk this talk. They want you to walk that walk. They want you. But I just notice it's the people that they don't want to pay nobody. They don't even want to listen. So, therefore, your opinion is invalued. I call them.
That's right, too.
Yeah, Nate. I call them assholes.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm just saying, that's what they're assholes. Holes. They're assholes. They just ask and ask. Oh, yeah, I do do that. Oh, yeah, I do that. Oh, yeah, that's right. I do that. Oh, I do. Well, if you do all of this shit that you asking me about, what are you asking me about? Assholes. I'm telling you, yo, you got to stay away and waste your time. The biggest distractions in the world. Because you want to, huh?
Society's made it cool for obesity to be okay. If they told them the truth, it wouldn't be. If, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, they ask me, I'm going to tell the truth. But I tell people, they don't get mad at the doctor when he say, well, you're obese. Or go over there and get that plus size. You know what I'm saying? They really still calling you fat.
Yeah.
Chime in. Hold on. I have to chime in. Shoot. So from the medical aspect, I do. When I look at a person that's heavy or big or fat, whatever you want to call it, I want to say heavy set. That's what we say in Texas.
Right.
So when I see somebody like that, I think about, I'm like thinking about, do they have a disease process going on? You know, some people have thyroid disease and all that kind of stuff. And,
yeah,
You call it heavy set in Kentucky, too.
Y'all see that in Kentucky?
Yeah, y'all in the biggest, fattest states in the country. Right. Texas Not and Texas. Kentucky. Texas is. They on the list.
I find people walking all day long.
What'd you say, Karen?
I see fine people walking around all day long.
Yeah, but the ones that, keep in mind now, you see them walking around, those are the people that are healthy, those are the people that are striving, those are the people that are thriving. Howsoever, you don't see the big ones because that is not what they do. You ain't finna see them walking nowhere all day long, period. Nowhere. So I'm just saying, you say, I see people walking around, not the big, that's not that they don't exist. Now here's my thing, it doesn't matter to me if that's how you want to live. However, don't be encouraging other people to live. That's when I step in. You see?
Well,
I see a lot of that on social media. Don't worry about that. Just love your insides. And don't worry about that. You know, your outsides and this, blah, 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 blah.
Girl, it's okay. Nah, it ain't
so
true.
No, it's not okay.
Yeah. Girl, you look good in them stretch pants. No, you don't.
See? Nate know what I'm talking about. He know. But the thing is, to me, it's funny. Because guess what? I'm just being real. If a comedian said it, guess what? It'd be hilarious.
Everybody would love it. Then, you know, it was cool then. I was like, yeah. All right, bro, throw ass out. You didn't even understand.
Yeah. But see, they don't realize that when comedians talk about fat people, they strike a nerve. If not for that night, for the next day, a fat person say, you know what, last night, dude was funny as hell, but you know what, he was telling the truth. And then it happens and it does something. The same way with me. You may not accept it right then and there. You know what I mean? But when you think about it after you get mad at me, after all the who you think you is and you ain't this and you ain't that and God, you who made you God and all this, after all of that, you're going to look in the mirror and say, "This." But you're right. And I'm cool with that. I am so cool with that. You have no idea. None. I think we got to take a break. We got to take a break? Porges. We got to take a break. We be back. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Karen.
Yes, hey.
Mine?
I can hear you.
No, she can hear. I can hear everybody. I can hear everybody. Karen, Nate, we'll be right back. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, you gotta get yours. I gotta get mine. 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 You gotta get yours. Get mine. You gotta get yours. I gotta get mine. Yo, what's the signs? Yo, I am Demega. This is the Demega Coat. You're live on Morris Media Live. Morris Media Live. Morris Media Live. That's the remix. Yo, we got Nate Porter on the line. We got Karen Walters on the line. Am I correct? Do we got him? Are you there?
Yep.
Sugarland in Kentucky. Sugarland in Kentucky, we calling in. We got a problem, Houston. What's happening? What's going on over there? All right, Nate.
Yo.
Yo, so we're talking about seven ways that, I'm on a move, man. What it's almost 7, it's almost 9:45. I didn't even know, man. I'm having so much fun today, man. Nate, you done with your Christmas shopping?
Oh, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah, I be done in January.
My Christmas present is great land. I'm coming to California.
There it is, man. It's out here, man. I mean, it's a little rain today, but, you know, other than that, hey, it's cool. It's going to be the rain will be over with by noon. So, you know, some people's, yeah, man, some people's got blizzards and all that going on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. All right, so now we're going to talk about, wait. Karen, where'd you go? Is she there? She might be massaging somebody. Or training somebody. Or giving somebody a nutritional plan. She does it all. She got, oh, there she goes. There's her office right there. All right, so those people that might not know that you're a hater, here's seven reasons to stop being one if you don't know that you are one. Seven effective ways. I'm telling you, people come up with some of the craziest, y'all. Seven effective ways to stop being a hater. All right, and here we go, folks. Number one. Take workshops. True story. This is what it says. Take workshops. You want to get better at something? Take classes from people who are better at it than you. Think you have a great business, but no one is seeing your work? Take a marketing class. You're not the best runner? Join a running class. Take workshops that benefit you for whatever reason so you don't stop being a hater. Don't worry about it, y'all. That's me. I'm cosmic. You know, my energy.
I'm still here. Sorry, I was talking to a client.
We figured that. You know what I mean? Okay, you got to turn your computer down over there. I told you, we got a problem, Houston. You made me able to say that on air. I always wanted to say that live on the air. You just
said, we have a problem.
We got a problem, Houston. I still don't believe you went to the moon. Well, whatever. Did we go? Hey, did we go? Oh. Huh? Karen, did we go to the moon?
No, we didn't go to the moon.
I didn't think so.
Okay, this is so crazy. This is the problem with having so many... Oh, I'm echoing. This is the problem with having so many different things that you do, you know what I mean?
Huh?
Because I always have clients. I can't get a break. I don't want to lose them.
No, you ain't going to lose them. Matter of fact, once you come on this show, your clients go up, they skyrocket. Believe me. Everybody in Sugarland is listening. The whole 67 of them. How many did you say? 67? Oh, you said 67 people. Oh, you said 67,000. Okay, my bad.
67,000.
I thought you said 67 people. I thought like your cousins and all them. All right. Number two, watch YouTube. This is seven ways to stop. Did you catch what the topic was?
No, tell me.
The topic is seven ways to not be a hater.
Oh, okay.
Cool. I love your hair. The hair is dope. Look at that. See? No weave. You know me. Yay. No weave. All right. Watch YouTube. You can't afford a workshop.
That's gonna help you stop being a hater.
Yeah, yeah. Because because it's a lot of overweight people that always hate on the people that are in shape. You know what I mean? They don't want to admit it because they're always covered up.
I never have people hate on me.
Of course they don't hate on you. Why would they hate on you? It's impossible to hate on you in front of you or around you or to you. But they do. Come on.
So do.
Yeah, okay. Here's the thing. If you don't believe me, go to any fitness group or chat or something like that that's on Facebook and just post a picture. Don't leave a comment. Don't do nothing. Just post your picture. Watch the hate. Okay. Oh, man. You see that? The whole phone fell over when I said that. Watch the hate when that happened.
I see it the opposite way, really. Okay, so when I post the picture of me, I might get... I'm not like you, Domingo, yet.
However,
I'll get like 600 likes, right? But if I post something about my business, it's like 67 likes.
No. That don't have nothing to do with hate. I'm talking about a group. You know what I mean?
A group.
Got to go into a private group. It got to be a group. It can't just be you just post something on Facebook and you got to worry about it. You ain't going to get that. You get majority of the love like that. Put it in a group.
Okay.
Just do it.
You're gonna be
who she thinks she is. Oh, she has surgery, or she worked out, or she something. It's always something.
And you know what? And I would say, I had surgery. I had 2 C sections. Now, what about you? What's your reason?
What's your excuse, right? Yeah. Hey, and my thing is like this, and I'm fair. I don't. If you bring in life into the world, I say it took you 9 months, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that you.
It's a little longer.
Whatever. I'm gonna give you that 9 months to get it off. Is that fair? Is that fair? Now you can't. If your kid is 9 years.
Okay. Well, so I went into a gym once, and I was like, "Oh yeah, I want to get into shape." This is like a long time ago, and so I was like, "Yeah, I just had a baby." And so the guy's like, "Oh, that's awesome! How old's your baby?" I was like, "My baby's 2." He was like, "Ma'am, don't tell anybody else."
Right.
So I think the cutoff is like 2.
No, that's the cutoff for you. The cutoff for me is 9 months. That's just for me. That's because you got to bounce back.
You know what? Be quite honest, people really don't know.
Bodies is different. Your bodies is different. Sometimes you have a baby and sometimes it never bounces back like it's supposed to. Some women are just genetically, you know, they just have good genes to where they can, you know, you look at their mama had 10 kids and she still look like she ain't had one. So, you know, that's how she looks. However, you got some women that just have one kid and just say, you know what? This is my life now. And he don't care how I look, or she don't care how I look, or for the other person that's in their life or whatever. Now the obesity journey just starts and it never declines from there. It never goes back. And that's what my show is about, is to help people help themselves. I can't train you. I just got fitness moves and things out there that can benefit you. I even got my own alkaline water. So if I never say one word to you, if you drink that, you'll be in better shape than you are now. See? You can't say that, though, because guess what? People don't want to hear the truth. Not in this politically correct world. Let me ask you this, Karen. If you could train any 3 people, who would it be? Dead or alive?
If I could train me 3 people.
Dead or alive.
Just so that I could be in her presence, her air, Beyonce.
B got the world. She got the beehive. I ain't talking about bees. B getting it. She bad. What you think?
But
do you think she's going to go down as one of the greats like Aretha or...
For sure she will. She's a great entertainer. She's fine.
Is she beautiful? Can she sing to you?
I'm not a professional.
Can she sing or can she sing?
She can sing.
Yeah, she can sing. She can sing.
She can sing.
Okay, so
I pay my money to see her when she comes here, so you know.
Okay, Nate.
Yeah.
Beyonce or Rihanna?
Beyonce.
B with
Beyonce. Come on now.
Over Riri?
Yes.
Riri forehead really? To me. Well, what about Did I hear that? You didn't hear me say that. Riri, I got lost for you, baby.
Work. When you come down, I'm going to tell you, you the finest. Boop. Me too.
So let me ask you this. Okay, we got Beyonce. Who else?
Jay-Z.
You're going to laugh. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
The Rock? Okay. Why the Rock?
Come on now.
I mean, come on. You tell the ladies why the Rock did. Because don't tell us. Me and Nate don't give a shit. We dark-skinned it.
Okay, well, I'm not going to train him. I'm going to train with him so he can spot me.
Oh, so he can spot. Boy, you off the chain, boy. He ain't going to release you in Sugar Land, boy. Beyonce and goddamn The Rock better look out. Who else?
Okay, the third person. Oh, my God. I am so in love with Michelle Lewin. Who? I train her, but I mean, she doesn't need any training. She's like perfect.
Who is that?
She is a IFBB pro. She's a professional bodybuilder as well.
What's her name?
And she still looks like a woman. She looks so good.
What's her name? I'm going to get Porches on the line right now. What's her name?
Michelle Lewin.
Michelle Obama Ruin.
L-E-W-I-N. Lewin.
Oh, Lewin.
Yes.
Michelle Lewin.
She the bomb.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, that's dope. I like that.
Yeah. So those are the three people that I would train.
Okay, those are the three people. All right. And Nate, yep. who was your three people again, Nate?
Jay-Z.
Ho! The Rock! Who else?
Barack Obama.
Bo? You train Bo? I don't know about Bo, man. Bo.
Yeah, for real.
You said for real?
Yep.
How did for real sneak in there, man?
You got to get to the mixed crowd with for real. He can reach out to a lot of different type of people.
I guess so, because he's happy. All right. He said for real. I'm going to still stick with mine. I got Biggie, Pac, and Hugh Hefner.
Wait, you going to train Biggie?
Biggie!
What?
Sky is the limit, huh?
Are you in a make-believe world?
Oh, there she go. That's
who
Michelle.
Would you train today?
No. Today? Yes. Wait, put that back up there. What's her name? Michelle Lewin. Oh, that's her right there. Can you see her? Can y'all see her up there?
I can't see her, but I already know she's fine, so I don't need to look at her again.
Oh, okay. Well, shit.
Can you see her, Nate?
I sent you a friend request. I think I sent
you
to the right one.
Michelle
Nunez? Well, did you send me a friend request, Nate? Because I'm on my phone right now. Why you didn't send me one?
Well, you didn't send her one, Nate.
The wrong person. Send me one. Nate for the fitness trainer.
There you go. All right. Now, listen, man. Okay, let me finish these three great. Number three was get a mentor. These are the topic was Cameron, since she was massaging and what do you say, training and writing someone a nutritional plan.
My massage client is waiting on me patiently right now.
That's awesome. We're almost done. We'll be out of here in two and two. Now the thing we was talking about is how to not be a hater if you know if you're a hater or not. All right, and if you are a hater, these are some things for you to not be a hater. Okay. Number three, get a mentor. All right. Get a mentor. Number four, practice every day. Whatever it is that you do, practice it every day. So with someone else that you're doing in that same field, you don't be hating on them. Oh, I see what you're doing. But you know how it go, man. If you study your craft and you practice your craft like you're supposed to, guess what? You don't have to worry about no competition. You have your own lane. All right. Number five, make a goal or a challenge. I'm sure that y'all do that every day. Make a goal or a challenge. It says the best thing you can is challenge yourself to get better. For example, I know I was struggling with the fitness thing. I have a full-time job, and I do photography full-time. Sound like you, Karen.
Yeah,
it's a, but I just let it go, let go of the excusing, the lack of exercise and having time. Then one night I read it on Instagram, post from one of my favorite Dallas personal trainers. I'm going to change Dallas for Houston or Sugarland. How about that? Personal trainers that changed my outlook. Always give Instagram followers background. If y'all ain't getting your followers up and stuff like that, y'all should do that. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me everywhere. I'm everywhere. I'm like the sun. And then follow people like Karen Wallace and Karen and Nate Porter. And then y'all be fine. Then you won't have to be a hater. You won't have to hate on people, okay? Because hating is not good. Hating is not good. Only love conquers hate. Number six, separate yourself from the self-doubt. Separate yourself from the self-doubt. Number seven, never become complacent. You hear that? Never become complacent. Don't get too comfortable. Remember, when you stop growing, you stop knowing.
That's important. That's
very important. Listen. I got to go, y'all. Tell the people where they can find you at, ladies first. Karen?
Me? Oh, yeah. You can find me at Karen Walters on Facebook or IG at FitMomKaren or right here in Mo City.
Mo City. There she is, Sugar Land, Texas. Deep in the heart of Texas. Hey, Nate Porter.
Yo.
Tell the people where they can stalk you at.
Nate Porter, the fitness trainer on Facebook, and Nate Porter with a 3 behind it on Instagram.
IG. Hey, I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a Merry Christmas, a Happy Kwanzaa. All right.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it was
good. Thank you, Megan. All right. You too, Karen.
All right. Hey, listen.
Okay,
y'all,
you too, Nate.
Remember, y'all, always, always do your best. From your best to your worst, keep God first and always, always. Get closer to your dreams. One love. Happy New Year. Oh, I'll be back before New Year, right? I'll be back on the 30th. Ha ha. Hey. Closer to my dreams.